Our first reading today is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
At this time, I invite all the young or young at heart that are listening to listen especially carefully, because this message is for you. It is so good to be back again here at St. John's doing the children's message today. It is Pastor Kim, and some of you might recognize my voice from back in October when I did the first children's sermon connected to our carryout connection boxes. Pastor Addie and I have enjoyed creating the boxes and staying connected to all of you in this way, and I am so excited that she invited me back to do the children's message today. This month, we have been working through our boxes, doing activities that remind us to be thankful. Thankful for family and friends, thankful for the light of faith, and thankful for true fortune, the real riches in our lives. And this week, as we get closer to the Thanksgiving holiday, we are focusing on being thankful for fullness. Now, often at Thanksgiving, we think about fullness as the full bellies we feel after turkey dinner. And it is important to be thankful for our food. However, today, I'm talking about more than just our full bellies. What I'm talking about today is being thankful for all the things that fill up our lives. Our psalm that you just heard read this morning stated, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to God, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness is to all generations." This verse is telling us we need to be filled with thanksgiving and praise. I know that that may seem hard right now. So many of our traditions have to change. They're not the same, or they can't even happen. But our psalm is challenging us to think about all the things that fill up our lives and praise God for them. So let's pretend we're going to fill a box with the things that make our lives full. What would you put in it? Let's see. In my box, I might put in pictures of my friends, my children, or other family members, because they show me love and I am thankful for them. Then maybe I put in a soccer ball because I am thankful for the experience of playing soccer with my kids in the yard. Or maybe I put in wooden mixing spoons because I'm thankful for the experience of baking with my family. Then maybe I get the stuffed hippo I have from the aquarium and I put that in the box because I'm thankful for places like that that are fun but also help teach me new things. Then maybe I put a toy house in the box because I am thankful for having a place to live and call home. And perhaps I get my clarinet out, maybe have to dust it off a little bit, and I put that in the box because I am thankful that I am musical and that I learned to play. Can you see in your mind how full my box would be if I had all that stuff in there? Pictures, a ball, spoons, stuffed animal, a toy house, and an instrument. Just like the box fills up when I add all those things to it, my life is full because I have all those things in it. God has created me and then makes available people, experience, and places that fill me up. And God, too, has created each of you with your unique talents and characteristics, and it has made available people, experiences, and places that help fill up your life. And I bet just like me, you could think of many things that fill up your life and make it full. And that is certainly something to be thankful for. And that is what our Carry Out Connection activity is about today. Today you are going to play a game, and as you play, you will name things that you are thankful for. And as you name the things you are thankful for, you will watch your cup fill up with all those things that make your life full. We hope that this game and the message today reminds you to name the things you are thankful for each and every day, because the more you do it, the better you become at seeing all the wonderful things around you to give thanks for. And as your cups fill up today, remember, your lives are full of God's goodness. Amen. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. Dear God, thank you for the people in our lives that bring meaning and love to us each day. Thank you for all the places that are special to us and all the experience we've had in life. Even in these hard times when things are not like they were or have to change, thank you for parents, teachers, doctors, and all the others who are working to keep us safe. Please help us to remember to give thanks each day for the things in our life that are dear to our hearts. We pray all these things, remembering the prayer Jesus taught us to say, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.